Yoho. One skier was caught in an avalanche near Sherbrooke Lake in Yoho National Park last weekend, but luckily lived to tell the tale. At about 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 9, Parks Canada rescuers got a cell phone call about skier who had been swept away in an avalanche while skiing with another. As the second skier began their run, they triggered a full-depth avalanche which carried them approximately 500 meters down the slope, said Parks Canada spokesperson James Eastham in an email. The skier sustained leg and back injuries from the fall but was not buried. Although there was limited daylight remaining, Eastham said two rescuers were flown in by helicopter and dropped an overnight bag to the party. The visitor safety specialists were dropped off by the helicopter in the valley bottom and ski toured up to the accident site, he said. The party was moved to a safe location where they set up camp and spent the night. At first light the next morning, Eastham said the two skiers were flown to safety by helicopter, with the injured skier transferred to Banff EMS and taken to Mineral Springs Hospital. Avalanche conditions in Banff, Yoho and Kootenay National Parks are rated considerable at this time. Under these conditions, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered slides are likely. With these dangerous avalanche conditions, visitor safety specialists say cautious and conservative route finding is essential. Eastham said there is a very weak base in the snowpack, largely made up of facets and surface hoar. Given this persistent weak layer, it will remain likely that humans could trigger an avalanche, he said. Historically, it's at this rating where many accidents occur. On November 11, one person was killed in a size 2 avalanche in Kananaskis Country. Two climbers on the Lone Ranger route in Peter Lougheed were hit near the base of the climb after descending the route. One climber was partly buried and able to dig themselves out. The other person was fully buried and did not survive.